We're beginning Mishnah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. The first Mishnah, first of all, tells us who is susceptible to Mishnah Goyim. Hakol mitamim bin Negoyim. All are susceptible, become tamei through Negoyim. Chutz, with the exception, min ohevdei chachavim, v'gir toshev, with a full-fledged non-Jew, an idolater. And also a Ger Toshav, someone who is not Mekabel mitzvahs, but he's Mekabel to keep some of the Rambam Shittas. I think he has to have a Kabbalah, an acceptance, a formal acceptance in front of Beis Din, that he's going to keep the Sheva mitzvahs B'nei Noach. But that doesn't make him a Jew, it just makes him a Ger Toshav. So they're not affected by Tumis Tzaras. And the Rav explains that the Chiddush here is that a Kotan, however, made a foot is not, because it says, Ish Saruah Ksiv, Kumashmalon, Adam Kiyeh Ba'ar B'Saruah Ksiv. So the Adam seems to be all inclusive for Klal Yisroel, even a child. Hakol Kesherim L'Rosas and Negoim. Now, we mentioned before the Rambam, who is very makbi, that a Kohen has to know all the proper colors and the like. But what happens if there's no Kohen available who knows the colors, who's really, musmach to see Negoyim? So the Gemara says, Akol Kusherim Lerosis and Negoyim, Elisha Tuma Batarab Bide Kohen. So here we have a way out. Really, any Yid who's a Talmud Chacham who knows the Negoyim can see the Negoyim. However, to pronounce the person as Tomei or a Tohar, that requires a Kohen. So in other words, the Rambam is speaking about if a Kohen wants to go Paskin on himself, by himself, without another Talmud Chacham there. But if there is no Kohen who knows these halachas, then a Talmud Chacham goes with the Kohen. The Bryce says, a Torah's Kohen, he calls him Meshota, and many Meforshim says, Lavdafka Shota. He has to know a little bit to understand the halachas. He's not a Shota, he's not a fool. But he's compared to a Talmud Chacham, he's a Shota. Elisha Hatuma Vatara Biyad Kohen. So Omrim Lo, so there's a Kohen. Emor Tomei, say the Talmud Chacham tells the Kohen, say the word Tomei. The Kohen has to make the pronouncement, even though he doesn't know the halachas. V'u'omir Tomei. Emor Tohar, say he's Tohar. He has to pronounce the Kohen. V'u'omir Tohar. Then another halacha comes up. Ein ro'im shnei negoim ki'echad. One does not see two negoim. That Kohen doesn't play with two Negoyim at the same time. He first has to pasken on one, and then he can turn his attention to the second. Peres Yisrael asks an interesting question. Why isn't this under the rubric of the halacha of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos? We don't do mitzvahs in bundles. So he answers that mitzvah generally applies to something where there's tircha. And to do it in bundles, it shows, this is too much of a burden for me, so I'm going to get it all over in one shot. Here, it's not that much of a tircha to look over a nega, so it doesn't apply, but there's a separate halacha, that the Kohen has to give his full concentration to the, and also in terms of the previous statement that we made, that a Kohen who doesn't know the halachas makes a pronouncement, so some of the Meforshim say he also has to look. Even though he doesn't know what he's seeing, he has to give a look also. And then the Talmud Chacham tells him what to say. Emor Tomei, Emor Tohar. So, Ein Roim Shnei Negoim Kiyech, we don't see two Negoim at the same time, but rather one pays attention to one Nega, even on the same person or on two different people. And then he goes, when he's decided what he's going to say about that first nega, then he can go to the second nega and give his full attention there. Bein ish echad u bein shnei anoshim, whether it's one person or two people. Olo ro eso echad u mazgiro, say he sees a nega and it's a color that's a bad color, so he has to give him a hezker, he has to wait and see what's going to happen at the end of 7 days. And or he sees something on one person that already shows he's machli, that he sees white hairs in a white patch of skin. Suddenly he sees black hairs turning white, or he sees a michya, signs of hachlot, where he has to be machlit to the final stage of a mitzvah, who has to go out of the camp and sit by himself and say, Tommy, Tommy, Yikro, he has to call out that he's Tommy. Or Upocho, where he says, no, there's no problem over here. And then after he's either masker him, he's machlit him, or he's potir, the first person, then Chozer Lusheni, Chozer either to the second nego or to the second person. Then in Masgirim es Hamusker. If a person is already a musker, he has to wait 7 days to see what's going to happen on the seventh day, and in the course of those 7 days, another sign comes on his body from another nega, a different part of his body. So we don't come to see him to be maskrim in the middle of that week. V'lo machlitin es hamuchlat. If someone is already a muchlat and he's counting down the days, the 7 days where he's out of the camp, and all of a sudden he gets another nega, which will show achlota for that type of body nega. We don't make him muchlat in the middle of the week. In maskirin es a muchlat. If someone's a muchlat, we can't see, and there's another nega there in the course of the middle of the week. In maskirin, so we don't say he's a musker. V'lo machlitin es a musker, or if he's a musker and another nega comes, there's another nega there, and you can see right away that it's muchlat. We don't, in the middle of the week, say he's muchlat. Ava betchila besof shua. Only in the time where they would come out simultaneously on the seventh day. The reason is that it's the advantage, sometimes to the advantage of the mitzvah, that if he waits to the end of the 7 days, that either the musker or the muchlat is waiting, then it's very possible that what he saw in the middle of the week might have gone away by then. But however, if you do paskin on him, that he's a muchlot or he's a musker in the middle of the week, then even after he's tohar from the first nega, he has to wait another few days. And you see, now there's nothing on him, but he still has to wait till the 7 days of his hesker are complete. So we don't want to give him that additional burden. So we wait till to see him in terms of his initial sighting on the seventh day of hesker or hechlet. So v'lo machlit nesem musker v'lo b'tchilu b'sof hashua. We only allow these additional negoim to be seen at the beginning of the or the end of the 7 day period. Hamaskir maskir. Then, if a person is already musker, he can be made put into hesker for another 7 days for another type of nega. If you're machlit, he can become a muchlat for another type of nega also at the same time. Maskir upotir, he can find him to be, requires for one nega, he has to wait another 7 days. Upotir, and say in another nega that he's tohor. Umachlit upotir, he can say in one nega that he's muchlat, that he has to again sit outside of the camp or sit for 7 days outside the camp. Upotir and potir on another nega at that same day. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis. Chosin shenira bo nega. A chosin who at the time of his wedding sees a nega, he sees a sign of leprosy. Nosin lo shua yimei hamishta. Shivas yimei hamishta, I'm sorry. Nosin lo shivas yamishta. Shivas yamishta is like a yamtiv to him. So the kohen doesn't come to see him. And the Rav brings a pasuk. D'ksiv yom heros bo, michde lichtov rachmona ubaharos. When he's seeing the nega, my ubiyom. What does it say on the day when he sees a nega? So that's a telos lomom lecha sheyesh yom she'ato roeh. There are days where the kohen is allowed to see. V'yesh yom she'iato roeh, and there are days when the kohen is not allowed to see. So one of the days he's not allowed to see is when a man just gets married. He sees a blotch on himself. So the kohen's not allowed to see him because he can't spoil his shivi yamei mishta. Nosim lo shivi yamei hamishta. Lo uleveso uleksuso. He into his house, if his house has a nega, we don't look at the house either for nigei botim, or his garment has a nega, we don't look at the nega on the garment either during his shivi yamei mishta. By everybody, We don't want to spoil people's Yom Tovs. Nosin lo kol yamos haregel. If he has the beginning of Yom Tov, he has a spot, the Kohen doesn't come till after Yom Tov, either to see a spot in his body, a spot in his clothes, or a spot in his house. That's the end of Mishnah Beis.